Okay, so Vanderpump Rules is back. It's streaming now on Hayu, the home of reality TV. The first episode's dropped this week, and I don't know how I feel. I'm not sure. I need more time. I feel like I could get into it. There's some characters that I want to know more about, but I don't know. I can't. I keep comparing it to the original,
Yeah.
and I feel like it maybe would have been better to do a whole different thing that's not at Sir.
I agree. It's not Vanderpump Rules. It's too new. It's such a reboot of people. You've got some staff who've worked there for a while, but they're new hires. They're all wanting to get into the entertainment industry. They make that very clear. You've got Lisa, who I was half expecting them to wheel Ken in at one point. You know how Ken had that pivotal role in Vanderpump when we had the Raquel and Tom, and he dropped that little, oh, they were in the jacuzzi together. Did you hear that? I was waiting for them to wheel Ken in. It feels like Teemu Vanderpump to me.
Yeah, it's cringy.
Yep.
There's the girl that's trying to sing. She's a bit unhinged behind the bar. Natalie, is it that
Yeah, I
name?
think Natalie, maybe. Yeah.
Marcus, what's going on with Marcus? I'm trying to think of who he looks like.
Which one's Marcus?
Was he this?
He's a model, but he's the cheap $500 model. So you had Chris, who's walked for all the big ones, I think. All I know is that there's one that's the cheap model. There's a lot of eyebrows. There is a significant amount of eyebrows with the men.
And the
There's
long hair.
the Venus with the long
Yeah.
hair. And then you've got this Chris guy that looks like Robert De Niro. He's very good looking. I don't know what I think of him as a person. Demi can't move her face at one point. I think she's so full of Botox and filler, she was struggling to move her lips. These are the type of notes I'm making. Like, I wasn't like interested in them as people. It felt like I was more observing what they look like. It was weird. I've never watched a first episode like this.
I just kept comparing it. Like early Vanderpump, we had to get into it. You took a little second to get into it, but it was the first of what it is. Now I'm comparing it to what it was. I'm looking for Peter because apparently he still works there, but he's not in it. Like I feel like you did need that old character to cross over. When they bought out Summer House, they took Stassi over to Summer House and did a little crossover bit. And I feel like even if you had someone there just for a little bit to cross it over, I know none of them really, well, Peter is the only one that still works there. But, and there was an incident where one of them was drinking at the back and he shouldn't be.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the lady was in a flip about, like, you know, we've got HR now and you can't be drinking. And I'm like, but that's why we're watching the show. For those, Jack's poked out of his brain for the entire time. I'm sorry, I'm not promoting people to be like, I only want to watch them if they're off their heads or something. But we watched that show because it was so unhinged. If you're going to have people getting caught up with HR and stuff, I'm like, oh, I don't know.
I'm sad that the table in the back alley has been replaced with pot plants. Like, why? That table was its own supporting character. They could have left that because it lends itself to great conversation. Instead, they were sitting on this little bench thing. It didn't make any sense. The thing that made me sort of laugh and realize just how young these people are and made me feel so old was when I think it's the Chris guy, the Robert De Niro guy, said that he wants to play Flynn Rider in the live action remake of Tangled. He thinks he'd make a great Flynn Rider. And I was just like, oh my God, like he's grown up watching that. Like he's not that old that that's his reference point. And it's just like far out. I don't know. I will obviously keep watching it. I want to see if it gets any better. It's going to be so messy, but it is like the Teemu version of Vanderpump Rules at this point.
Agree.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.